I guess you are kind of curious as to who I am, but I am one of those who do not have a regular name. My name depends on you. Just call me whatever is in your mind. If you're thinking about something that happened a long time ago, somebody asked you a question and you did not know the answer, that is my name. Perhaps it is raining very hard. That is my name. Or somebody wanted you to do something. You did it. Then they told you what you did was wrong. Sorry for the mistake. And you had to do something else. That is my name. Perhaps it was a game that you played when you were a child, or something that came idly into your mind when you were old and sitting in a chair near the window. That is my name. Or you walked someplace. There are flowers all around. That is my name. Perhaps you stared into a river. There was somebody near you who loved you. They were about to touch you. You could feel this before it happened. Then it happened. That is my name. Well, you heard someone calling from a great distance. Their voice was almost an echo. That is my name. Perhaps you were lying in bed, almost ready to go to sleep, and you laughed at something. A joke unto yourself, a good way to end the day. That is my name. Or you were eating something good and for a second forgot what you were eating, but still went on, knowing it was good. That is my name. Perhaps it was around midnight, and the fire tolled like a bell inside the stove. That is my name. Or you felt bad when she said that thing to you. She could have told it to someone else, somebody who is more familiar with her problems. That is my name. Perhaps the trout swam in the pool, but the river was only 8 inches wide, and the moon shone on Ideth, and the watermelon fields glowed out of proportion, dark, and the moon seemed to rise from every plant. That is my name. And I wish Margaret would leave me alone.